Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason Hee. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsor, the Wizards Guild of the Realm. Responsible use of magic is not everyone's responsibility. To safely and properly wield magic, you must earn your badge of honor as a trained mage of the Wizards Guild. There is no need to find us. If you possess the spark, the Wizard Guild will find you. This week's story finds our heroes back in the dungeon of a weathered watchtower above the dark woods after passing through the Silver Gate and traveling hundreds of miles across the realm. Hot on the heels of Nascimento Pilar, our heroes have convinced the Scroll and Key operative Tetra to lead them to the Radical Wizard and the missing children of Allenton. Recalling their past explorations of this old Realmish keep, the party discovers that someone has been redecorating. Once an abandoned tower filled with giant rats and overgrown with fungi, then later guarded by a pair of vicious trolls, our heroes now find the watchtower cleared of ashes and debris, with new stores of grains and dried meats for winter, fresh bedding, and clean blankets. Ascending to the watchtower's roof, the party look out across the dark woods under moonlit sky. Xandar sees flickering lights in the distance, and after careful observation, surmises that the lights are magical, similar to the cantrips he studied years ago as a wizard's apprentice. The party inquires of Tetra what is going on, but only receives a terse reply.
"You'll see for yourself soon enough."
Descending from the mountains into the dark woods, Finn and Zerdan recall making this journey toward the camp of Skellen the Hermit, an old forest dweller once kidnapped and impersonated by a rogue wizard. As the party nears the hermit's camp, their passage is blocked by wolves. Athenia takes the lead in communicating with the pack. They tell the half-elven ranger they must protect the cubs, but that the party's intentions seem pure, and they agree to let the heroes pass. With great anticipation, the party prepares themselves to confront Nascimento, unsure what to expect from the daughter of the legendary enchanter Corwin Pilar. Cautiously advancing into Skellen's camp, they find the old hermit himself sitting in a circle with a dozen children, ranging in age from 4 years old to nearly 11. Around a campfire, these children practice cantrips with sparkling lights dancing high into the air, illuminating the night sky. Amongst the students, the heroes recognize Sammy, the goatherd's son, whom they tracked into the dark woods over a year ago. As the heroes struggle to make sense of the situation, Nascimento walks out of Skellen's hut.
"You did not support or even understand my vision before. You are witnessing the beginning of democratized magic. It is not old men locked in high towers debating the minutiae of arcana, but a gathering of young hearts and minds vibrant with potential."
Finn and Athenia are outraged. How can Nascimento claim the right to take these children from their homes?
"For most, their parents are fearful of their newfound gifts and would stifle their talent. Every child here has come of their own free will."
Xandar attempts to placate the situation, suggesting that these children with their newfound magical abilities ought to study under the legitimacy of the Wizards Guild.
"Xandar, you know as well as I that the Guild will not accept those without means. Highborn such as ourselves are welcomed into apprenticeship, while the less fortunate are cruelly turned away."
Tired of her preaching, Finn unleashes a burning moonbeam upon Nascimento, while Athenia unleashes an arrow. The young wizard falls to the ground, wounded, and as Finn's magical moonlight fades, the children run to Nascimento's side, surrounding her. With the youth of Briar's Glen and the memory of Tarnath's cruel pageant in his mind, Zerdan the Bard delivers an impassioned speech, reminding the children that they have many years still to grow and mature, like bread in the oven, urging the children to return to their families. Their newfound gift of magic will not fade. With his compelling pleas and expert delivery, Zerdan reinforces Finn's message of familial loyalty. The children tearfully acknowledge that they miss their families and their homes. Xandar reassures the children that they will receive instruction in the magical arts. He will personally pledge the Wizard Guild's support for their education once they have matured. With a tearful goodbye, most of the children agree to return with the heroes back to Allenton. Young Sammy and a few others choose to stay with Nascimento, but the radical wizard has been humbled and concedes that the children are free to choose for themselves. Leaving the dark woods behind, the party escorts the magically gifted youth back through the Silver Gate to Allenton, where their families are overjoyed to be reunited with their missing children. Father Tobin, reunited with Yosef the Waterbearer, praises the party for their heroism, and the heroes are invited to many dinner tables in the village. However, the moment of Queen Helena's prophetic divination ritual draws near, and there is little time to spare. Cutting the celebration short, Athenia leads the party north over the Kendra Mountains and across the Elven Ley Line to return to her sylvan homeland before the autumnal equinox. Join us next time for more tales of valor from the heroes of the realm. Thank you.